Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
That's because this is like Friday for me.
It's a Bob Friday for me. Yeah, it is.
I won't be here. And you can't use the wood train whistle unless you had your own.
Right.
We don't share whistles here at Bob FM,
No, we're particular about these things.
So, today, it's the Bob Almanac. Welcome back. Do you have Almanac withdrawals?
I did a little bit.
I figured. Wednesday, October 16th, 290th day of the year. That's 290, 1793. She's the one who said, allegedly, let them eat cake.
Right.
You know, cake isn't cake.
No.
You know cake is. You have an idea. You know what it is?
Yeah.
Because she was talking to the plebeians. She was talking to the subjects. Because she was queen. She was Marie Antoinette.
Yeah. And she was
queen
about
of France.
To...
Well, she got
was
her...
kind of what going defiantly.
Right. And it was only fitting that they used the same knife that they used to cut the cake to do what they did to her today.
Right.
She was beheaded. The age of can you cut
she
a cake?
Was young.
Can you cut a cake with a guillotine? The guillotine.
Well, you probably could.
You could find a way to do it. I mean, it would be
seems like overkill.
It would be very fast,
right?
It would be fast, but just think how straight your cake. Because sometimes I can't cut cake. You know, it's too soft, and you smush it more than you cut it. Sometimes, if you have the wrong knife, like the big, tall, multi-layered cake, you know what I'm talking about,
right? I do.
She was the last queen of France before the French Revolution, 1793. 1859, this was a significant event in history. Heard of John Brown's raid?
I have.
John Brown it. Abolitionist John Brown led a group of about 20 men in a raid on Harper's Ferry, Virginia, in an attempt to liberate and arm slaves.
Didn't work out too well, I recall.
No, but it was the start of a process.
It really was.
It got people thinking.
Yes.
And John Brown, his name, people down south, sometimes they use that as an expletive. They go, John Brown it. Move that John Brown car.
You
didn't live down. You haven't lived down there, but I've heard people do that. Have you heard people do that?
Yeah, somewhere I did, yes.
So 1859. We're going to move up to 1955 on television this date.
That's all it says. Adjust the ball. Wait a minute. I think I know what it means there. Here, give me the club. Step up. Plant your feet firmly. Hello, boy!
Yeah, one of the more famous scenes in sitcom history, wouldn't you say?
Right. The Honeymooners.
Honeymooners, this date. You had Gleason and Carney doing that scene. Jackie Gleason was a big golfer.
Yes, he was.
I mean, he was in all the pro-ams, and there's all kinds of pictures of him with Arnold Palmer and some of the other golfers.
He had his own tournament for a while.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Before Dinah Shore took over, probably.
Yeah, right.
I don't know Art Carney, if he was that big of a golfer, but as he addressed the ball, it looked like he had a pretty good stance.
Yeah.
You know, he was decent. He was bent at the hips, you know, and the whole thing. He wasn't slouching over and looked like the grip was decent. But that was this day. That episode aired on The Honeymooners.
Hello, Ball.
1955 in the laugh. Well, it was hilarious.
It was.
We're going to move up to 69 now.
The 2-1 pitch. There's a fly ball hit out to left. Waiting is Jones. The Mets are the world champion.
That's Cleon Jones.
Yeah, well, I bet you watched it.
Jerry Kuzman being mobbed.
And Jerry Kuzman, of course.
Look at this.
Appleton, Minnesota native.
Yep. Toward this ballpark.
Won that. It was game 5, so they won the series 4-1 over the Baltimore Orioles. Who did the Orioles beat that year in the ALCS?
Well, Billy Martin's Minnesota Twins in 3 straight.
In 3, yeah. Their pitching staff, as good as our hitting was, and Harmon was the MVP that year with 49 dingers.
Right.
They just weren't a match for your Cuellar and McNally.
And McNally, yeah. And Pat Dobson. Next year, they had all the 20-game winners in 70.
That was a year of the pitcher.
And they beat us 3 straight again.
That's painful.
Oh, it's painful.
Had to have been.
Oh, my gosh, it was painful.
So that was a state in 69. The Mets, the Miracle Mets, they were amazing. Mm-hmm. The amazing Mets.
Because a few years, 7 years prior to that, they had gone on that record losing streak that the White Sox.
Right. They lost 120-some games.
Yes.
Wasn't it?
I think it was 120.
120 in their first year of 62.
Right.
With Casey Stengel.
Right.
And then 7 years later, they're winning the World Series. That's amazing. They're amazing.
That is good.
That's why they were the amazing Mets.
Yeah.
In the news in 1987.
Live and direct from Midland, Texas, Jessica McClure is up. She's alive. What a fighter.
What a fighter.
Dan, we can barely see her from here, but they're holding her up. They're just so excited right around there.
Yeah, that's baby Jessica. Jessica McClure was rescued after falling 22 feet into an abandoned well shaft in Midland, Texas. McClure, it's like a Little House on the Prairie episode.
I was going to say.
Yes, McClure spent nearly 3 days in there trapped. I think that's longer than Carrie was in the well in Little House on the Prairie.
Right.
But she was only 18 months, so that would make her, 30, what is she now, 38? 38 and a half now?
Yeah.
So she went through that. Wow. And when Dan Rather calls you a fighter, you're a fighter.
You're a fighter.
He knows fighters.
Yeah.
He should have been doing boxing. Why wasn't not him and Ferdy Pachenko and not
the fight doctor?
And not
what's
his name? Biting women on the back and
Marv Albert.
Yeah, he could have done it. 2010, let's remember one of the great TV moms.
Well, Beaver, I'm your mother. I don't always know what goes on in your head, but if you're hurt or unhappy, then I don't even have to guess. Why not? Because I'm hurt and unhappy too?
Yeah, she was the Beaver's mother. And
one of the great TV moms, for sure.
She didn't know what was going on in Beaver's head or in Wally's head, but she did know what was going on in Eddie Haskell's head.
Yes.
That's why she drank. You didn't see it on screen. but she was a heavy drinker.
Right, forced another.
Her and Fred Rutherford would get together in the back by the bushes. Barbara Billingsley, Leave It to Beaver, June Cleaver, on this day, 2010. And it is believed, it has been reported, on her deathbed, her last words were in jive.
Yes, because she speaks jive.
Yes, she spoke jive. Many people thought she was like talking from beyond the grave, that it was, she was talking in tongues.
Right.
But it was actually jive. Well, just like it was an airplane.
Right.
Talking jive.
A multilingualist.
Yes. June Cleaver, 2010, this date, passed away at the age of 94. We're ready for birthdays now.
Right. Tell me this is one of your simulations, Mr. Kitcher. All right. Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
That's not good, and I think it's Ferris Bueller's fault.
Right.
You want to play a game? That's War Games. Barry Corbin was the general in there. He's taking him to DEFCON 1.
That great was, actor.
Yes, and he is 84 today.
Fan.
Northern Exposure, Dallas. He was Urban Cowboy, wasn't he? Was he Sissy's dad? Wasn't he, what's her name, played Sissy, the girlfriend of John Travolta in Urban Cowboy.
Yes,
you're
right, her dad.
Yeah.
He was in a couple of Tom Selleck westerns, including Monty Walsh, and there's another.
Quigley
really
Down Under, was he in that
one?
No,
he wasn't in that one, but there is another one. I've seen it many, many times. I can't think of the name, but anyway, it's good stuff. Mark Harmon was the bad guy in it.
Oh, he's a good bad guy.
Yeah.
How about this? He's the Turner of the Bachman Turner Overdrive. Fred Turner.
Sure.
'81 today.
It's still weird that they call it Bachman Turner Overdrive when he pronounces his name Bachman.
I know, it is. So, Fred Turner, Bachman, Turner Overdrive.
Right.
I wonder how that ever came about. Did somebody say it and he just went, well, let's go with it?
Yeah. Maybe it sounded better to him than Bachman.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
Well, then it certainly worked out later because there was a second baseman named Wally Bachman.
Correct.
So, there was no confusion there.
You know, he wrote some great songs, too. Randy Bachman. I'm sure Fred Turner did,
well,
too.
Well, he co-wrote a lot of the BTO songs.
Yeah.
And, of course, Randy Bachman wrote a lot of the Guess Who songs.
Yeah, Undone, I know he wrote.
It's tasty. How about this one?
I guess it comes down to a simple choice, really. Get busy living, or get busy dying.
He's going to get busy crawling through human excrement is what he's going to get busy doing. That's how he got out of Shawshank.
That is. It was... It
wasn't good. It was several football fields, I believe.
Right.
Crawling through that. But, hey, freedom was on the other end. He was willing to do it.
Yeah, he did it.
That Andy Dufresne guy. We're talking Tim Robbins. He was good in Bull Durham, of course.
Yes.
There he is, Shawshank Redemption. He's done a little acting.
I saw and a little directing. River also.
He's done a little directing, too. Yeah. Tim Robbins, 66.
The Big Ten. How's it hanging, McFly?
Hey, Needles.
Nice set of wheels. Let's see what she can do. Next green light.
No, thanks.
What's the matter? Chicken?
Uh-oh. Don't say that to Marty McFly.
Yeah.
You made him angry. You wouldn't like him when he's angry.
No.
I know he was in the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I know he played bass guitar. He's running around with a sock. But, right?
Right.
Flea will always be Needles to me from Back to the Future.
Right.
And there's no way that Toyota, maybe that thing had a four-cylinder in it. Probably had a three.
Right.
And he's got an F-150 at least. That might even be a 250. Late 70s Ford. There's no chance that that Toyota was even going to get off the line before that Ford got it rolling. So that's Flea.
Flea.
I don't know what his real name is. What's his real name? I think I have it here somewhere. Michael Balzeri.
Oh.
Okay. A.K.A. Flea.
Flea.
Is 62. Some days somebody's going to make you want to turn around and say goodbye. Until then, baby, are you going to let them hold you down and make you cry? I like that Wilson Phillips trio.
You know, he's all right.
Am I gabbing enough, by the way?
Yeah, just about the perfect amount.
Perfect amount of gabbing. Appreciate that.
Right.
So, Wendy Wilson. It was Wilson Phillips. You had Dennis Wilson's daughters. And then you had the Phillips daughter from John and Michelle.
Michelle, right.
And it's Wendy Wilson of the Phillips folks, Wilson Phillips.
Okay.
Happy birthday to her. She is 55. More music today. Now we see everything that's going wrong with the world and those who lead it. We just feel like we don't have
good.
The means. That's a good groove.
Yeah.
It's a big hit. A lot of people know it.
Even I know it. Waiting on the
world to change. Then you know it's a big song.
Right.
That if it infiltrates into your world of Gunsmoke.
Right.
Then it is a big song. John Mayer.
Right.
Wasn't he with Taylor Swift? Weren't they a thing?
Oh.
Or he was with somebody.
Yeah.
John Mayer is...
he would seem to be too old for
47.
Her.
Yeah, you're probably right, but who knows?
Right.
She's in her mid-30s.
Is she now?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, she's been around forever. 2009. Yeah. Wasn't she a teenager, like 18 in 2009?
Yeah.
Then do the math, I guess. 15,
she's in her mid-30s.
John Mayer, 47.
Hey, where can I find Dr. Shepherd? You have an appointment? I don't. Could you just point me in the direction of his office? I'm sorry.
She has that look on her face because the last time someone walked into this hospital looking for Dr. Shepard without an appointment, shot him.
What?
Oh, that would happen.
Maybe.
You still look hot.
Well, he is McSteamy.
Ah.
So he looks hot. He certainly does. That's
sure.
The Dr. Amelia Shepard from, for all you Grey's Anatomy fans, Katerina Sorsoni.
Okay.
Is 43. And we do have a rapper of the day dedicated to the gentleman who sent the email, who is a big fan of the rapper of the day feature on the Bob Almanac. Huge fan.
Yeah, it's one way
to
put it.
What he does is we do the rapper of the day, and then he will go and then listen to that rapper all day long.
Yeah.
Listen to that rapper. And today he'll be listening to Scoop DeVille.
Cue him up.
Scoop DeVille there,
right,
buddy. Scoop DeVille,
I like it,
is our rapper of the day today, born this date, 1987. And now here's
Gone, Neil. But not forgotten. How about the guy who wrote the first dictionary, the American Dictionary of the English Language? This could not have been an easy thing to do. even back in 1758. Now, some of the words we've added since then, questionable. But what he did, Noah Webster, was brilliant.
He
again,
would be
1758.
He'd be turning over in his grave,
right,
if he knew some of the words we've added to his dictionary, basically just to sell dictionaries.
Correct. Right. I'm afraid that's what it's come to. but anyway, Noah Webster, the guy was pretty impressive, 1758. The great Angela Lansbury, you remember Jessica Fletcher from Murder. She wrote.
Ow, George.
Mrs. Fletcher, what are you doing here?
I've come to look the dragon in the eye.
What are you talking about?
Murder, George, murder.
I'm sorry, but I haven't the faintest idea what you're up to.
You know, if Jessica or Angela Lansbury shows you up your door with a bottle of bubbly, right, you let her in.
Yes, evidently. She was great in that, and it did so many other things, but I don't know, because somehow she flew under the radar until Murder, She Wrote for me.
That
born
is
on
true.
This day, 1925. Dave DeBuscher, he was a fine athlete, multi-sport athlete, really, but came to fame as a part of the early 1970s Knicks teams that won the World Basketball Championship of the NBA. Dave DeBuscher, born on this day, 1940. And another baseball player that went into the broadcast booth, was a part of many big games, had a long career behind the plate for the Cardinals, the Phillies, the Expos, and I forgot that he was with the Red Sox briefly. We're talking about Tim McCarver, 1941.
Remember, we talked about the circle change, and that's how Charlie Liebrandt grips it. Index finger and the thumb touch, and they choke the ball. The hitter swings at the arm motion.
But he went to it one too many times.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.
We must be getting pretty close to the anniversary of this.
Yeah, we got to be.
Yeah. Circle change. He's pumping up Charlie Liebrandt's circle change, and he throws a fat one
right
to Kirby, and we'll see you tomorrow
night. Well, the problem with Charlie Liebrandt's circle change, it was the same speed as his fastball. You know, so
who cares if you really, what your fingers are doing over there?
Yeah, you can choke the baseball all you want. It's going to go a long way. Anyway, Tim McCarver there. He's good at what he did in 1941. And who didn't love Suzanne Summers as Chrissy in Three's Company? She was born on this day, 1946.
And it was just her birthday yesterday, so back-to-back days with some Chrissy Snow. Not a bad thing.
Jack! Linda, this is terrible!
Oh, Chrissy, don't worry.
Yeah, Chrissy, we'll get the rent somehow.
I'm not talking about the rent. I've got a wart. Look.
Oh, is that all?
I thought maybe she was going to say that her thigh master had broken.
Right. That's tragic. Suzanne Summers. We lost her, sadly. And
Last year, I think it was.
1946. And we lost this man way too early. A giant. A very tall man. Played in the NBA. Manute Bol.
And now Majestic Caribbean has Manute Bol, star of the NBA. All three ships have Manute Bol. Call 1-600-4-MANUTE and join the fun.
I'll be there.
He'll be there.
See, we can't even have cruises with Manute Bol anymore because he passed away way too young.
For sure,
it's
way
sad.
Too young. 1962. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
You are going to be stunned and very angry at your staff that they forgot Spock's dad.
There seems to be no way we can answer this probe.
It is difficult to answer when one does not understand the question. Mr. President, perhaps you should transmit a planetary distress signal. But we still have time.
Yeah, he's played Sarek, Neil. He was in a Gunsmoke episode. I'm stunned that you didn't know that. He was in the 1968 Gunsmoke episode, Nowhere to Run.
Oh, yeah.
As Ira Stonecipher.
I know who it is, yes.
Yeah, Mark Leonard, 1924, and a former Viking, again, lost way too young.
He's coming from the outside, number 56. Real good speed, a speed rusher. He was a linebacker who moved to down defensive lineman.
Well, that's Chris Dolman here. You know, he's been a linebacker.
So Chris Dolman, John Madden talking about Chris Dolman.
Yeah,
what a force he was from that defensive end spot when they moved him from linebacker. That would have been Floyd Peters who would have done that,
so.
Right?
Yep.
Sergeant Rock.
Yep.
Who had the foresight to move Chris Dolman from linebacker to defensive end, and all the rest is history because he went to the Hall of Fame. But he passed away 4 years ago. Born 1961. Now.
They're all gone, yes, but not forgotten. And we were speculating as to William Lee Golden's age. He turned 85 earlier this year.
All right.
So he's going to join us here in about 40 minutes or so.
And I'll be at Sundance today.
Me too.
Come on out, have some fun, have some lunch, and request a song. Mm-hmm. And if it fits all parameters and we have time, I'll probably play it. So that's at Sundance here today, Fernbrook Lane, just north of 610 and 81 in Maple Grove. Would you like to start a Bobathon? You're back. Toby Keith, As Good As I Once Was, Tracy Byrd, Watermelon Crawl, or Rodney Atkins. These are my people.
It has to be Toby Keith.
Here we go.
W2PM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Oklahoma.